but now an end of thee to make. Trusting thou shalt be taken well, God grant us all vice to forsake, and to think on both heaven and hell with fear and love, and not to rebel against God's laws in any case. And then no doubt but we shall dwell with him in his most joyful place.
I hope you enjoyed my walk with you through Blofeld and Brundle. Perhaps now you will appreciate even more the music in your life as it was in mine, and maybe decide to learn to play an instrument of your own. Fortunately for my descendants, our Catholic branch of the Paston family survived the many challenges of the religious wars and tension of the times. Because of a strange twist of fate, and our close intermarriage with other recusant families, we are the only surviving branch of the Paston family to this day. The last Margaret Paston married the 6th Baronet Henry Bedingfeld in 1826, on condition that he joined her name with his. As a result, the current Sir Henry Paston Bedingfield of Oxburgh Hall is patron of the Paston Heritage Society. Please explore other walks to find out more about the other branches of the family, including the walk at Oxnead, where you will hear about Sir Robert Paston, the first Earl of Yarmouth, and the many trials he faced, which eventually caused the end to that illustrious family line. Well, I'd better leave you. I have much lute playing and poetry writing to occupy my time these days. Good day to you, and may your convictions be strong, and your love of life attract you to your own artistic pursuits.